Now, the two war memorials in the centre of Bury St Edmunds will be joined together this lunchtime by a chain of hope. People from churches and faith groups in the town, along with anyone else who fancies joining in, will form a human chain from Angel Hill to the marketplace holding a long blue ribbon. It's supporting the United Nations International Day of Peace. In the week, I spoke to organiser Claire Meller, along with Helen Taylor, who's a Quaker and One Spirit practitioner, and Josie Keyes, who's a Methodist minister. And I started by asking what hope meant to them.
It can sound like quite an abstract word, a bit of a desperate idea in some ways, but also hope, they say hope springs eternal. And I think that the hope is that peace isn't just an abstract idea. It's something that can be built, starting with something within ourselves, that if we nurture, we can spread it to others, and we can build peace, which is not just the absence of war, but is a very positive state of justice, sustainability, happiness for everybody.
Beyond the horizon of the place we lived when we were young, in a world of magnets and miracles, our thoughts strayed constantly and without boundary. The ringing of the division bell had begun.
Hope means having something to hold on to for a future. Hope for peace, I think, is such a big thing, because none of us wants to be living at odds with one another. We want the world to be loving and kind and caring and just and all the other great things that are at the back of most religions and of most people's thinking, I think, whether they believe in anything or not.
You say that most people want that. And I guess if they're asked in a certain way, they probably would say that they do. But then most people demonstrably go about their business not achieving that. And that, you know, we have conflict at all levels of our life. We look at the top tier of international government, we have conflicts.
I have hope that the ideal might prevail, but I don't have much expectation of that. There's a difference, isn't there, between hope and expectation. I think the problem is that we human beings are territorial and selfish, and we want what we want and not necessarily what's for the good of all. And I think the ideal is that we love our neighbour, care for our neighbour, look after the environment. And it may not be the majority of people that feel like that, but I'm sure it's a huge number. I haven't counted them.
I think it is the majority. I think people don't understand that it is actually a very simple concept to love your neighbour like yourself, to look after people, to look after the unfortunate. And I think people don't recognise that they are doing it almost every day. They're letting people out of a road first before them. They are checking up on their elderly neighbour, or they're demonstrating against nuclear arms. It's a whole wide range. And I think with the More in Common campaign, which started after the death of Joe Cox, I think that's really galvanised people. And I was really inspired by the event we had in town in June of this year. And I think that the Bury St Edmunds Chain of Hope can build on that feeling that we do want to care, we do want to show a positive message, and that it makes us feel better. It's a small gesture. That's all it is. It's a gesture. It doesn't fix anything. But I think it's good to demonstrate that we do have hope and we can be positive, and that we've got to always struggle against the feeling that we can't.
Encumbered forever by desire and ambition, there's a hunger still unsatisfied.
How do you encourage people to think in this sort of way? I don't think it's through standing up and preaching a sermon, although that's what I'm licensed by the church to do. That encourages people who already believe and want to pass the word on. It's encouraging, but I think we have to get where the people are, and I think being on the street, as we're hoping to be on Sunday, is one way of being where the people are. The other way, of course, is to be doing things for people where they are.
I think there's a very unfortunate connection that some people can make between the word peace and pacifism and passivity, and the root of the words is of course very different, because pacifism, P-A-C, comes from peace, this very positive view of peace, whereas passivity, it means just not doing anything. Because I'm a Quaker, people will sometimes say, oh, are you a pacifist? And I think, oh God, here we go. And often I'll say yes, and I know what's coming next, and say, so if somebody's attacking a child across the road, will you just walk past? And I said, no, actually, I don't think I would, because it's not about being passive. It's about helping to create a state of peace, which has to be for everyone. It can't just be for a few, because then it isn't peace. It's about doing these small things and whatever we can to create peace in the world for everyone.
So that's the Bury St Edmunds Chain of Hope. You heard there from organiser Claire Mellup, Helen Taylor, who's a Quaker and One Spirit practitioner, and Josie Keyes, a Methodist minister. So this is happening today between 12:15 and 12:45. So forming a human chain from the two war memorials, one on Angel Hill and the one in the marketplace. If you want to go to either of those or join the route between, the blue ribbon will be passed along, and they will pause while the two things are connected. As she says, it is a gesture, and an interesting one at that.